We are Science Sophie. This is Coastal News, a home and away podcast, your weekly episode companion podcast for your favourite Aussie soap.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Coastal News, home and away podcast. This is our first look episode where we look ahead to see what's happening in the Bay next week. We're going to read through the synopsis of all the episodes that are coming up on Channel 5 and 5 Star this week, or My 5 if you watch on the app. So there will be some spoilers, so just to be wary, there will be spoilers. Don't forget, though, before we get into the spoilers, we uploaded our main weekly podcast episode, which we do every Saturday morning, where we discuss all of the drama from last week in Summer Bay. So everything that happened last week, we've already discussed on that main episode. But if you're into spoilers, if you want to know what's happening, if you want to know what's going on with that cliffhanger that they left us on Friday evening, which we've been overthinking all weekend, then you're in the right place because we're going to tell you what's going to happen. Or we're going to try and tell you, actually, because these... Would you agree, Si? Hi, Si, by the way.
Hello.
Hello, you're right.
Yes. I'm going to say, yeah, we'll attempt to decipher.
Yeah, these synopses can be a little bit cryptic, and I think they get more cryptic when there's a cliffhanger... You know, so a big storyline, they can get more cryptic, can't they? Because they don't really want to tell us.
So
I'm saying we're going to tell you what's going to happen next week, but we're going to tell you what we think is going to happen next week.
But and let's remember, we are the only podcast that's here every week doing this, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. So you've got no choice. You've got no choice.
If you want to know, you've got to stay tuned, you know what I mean?
It's us or nothing.
Keep it locked.
Absolutely, yes. So we have a little game, don't we, Si? Before we do the look at what's coming up next, I always ask you what episode we're on.
Right, can I do you mind if I let our lovely listeners in on what's gone on?
Yeah.
What's gone on with all this?
What, all of it?
because we did say on the episode yesterday that we, you know, we're recording differently because I had to go out. And what happened was last week, part of the episodes we saw here in the UK, what were the Australian season finale, which would have aired as a feature length hour long episode. So that sent us into a right tiz about what episodes we should have been watching, because in the UK, they were split into normal Monday to Friday episodes. You need to be in the UK, people, because we just watch the show much better than Austin's. It's just there every day. None of this mess.
It's less chaotic, our version, isn't it?
Yeah, our schedule's much better. So you accidentally watched too many episodes. So
I watched six because I can't count.
So we've been great discussion about what episode numbers we should have been watching this week.
It's burned into your memory which one I watched that I shouldn't have, isn't it, though? It's going to be Monday at 6:30 p.m. on 5 Star.
Right, which should be 8177.
Oh, let me just double check. Like, there's any suspense. Oh, yes, you're correct.
Thank you. Yes. And it's brand new information. Never seen it before, have we? Wink, wink. Well, I haven't, anyway.
You haven't. I may have accidentally watched this episode. But actually, I'm not going to give anything away because it might give it away anyway. But it's quite cryptic. As we just said, this episode's quite cryptic because it was the season return, wasn't it, this episode? I believe.
No, it would have been 8176.
The return? Season return?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought that was you're right, it was. Yeah. Oh God, I'm all over the shop. See, you can't trust me because I can't do maths. Can't do the maths. But it is quite cryptic, so I'll read it out to you.
Go on.
Okay, ready?
Go on.
Can Cash get to Eden in time? ?
Probably. Does he know where she is then, does he?
I can't tell you. I don't know. You'll have to watch.
I'll tune in on Monday and find out. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So maybe he learns where she might be and has to get there in time for what? Are they going to kill her?
Well, they were talking about it, weren't they? They were talking about you've seen my face. You can identify as
off with your head. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's not looking good for her. And then the other line, there's only two lines for the Monday episode, so that was the first line. The second line is Bree and Levi clash.
All right.
And of course, I know what that's about, so I'm not going to say.
I wonder if it's Mac and like she's like, leave her alone. Because she's, I don't know, I'm clutching. Anyway, next. I don't know.
No worries. Moving on.
Why are they clashing?
I could tell you, but I'm not going to. Xander is forced to ask Levi for help.
Oh, God. And Levi will probably be like, no, I don't like you for some unknown reason.
Yeah. Well, we kind of know why he doesn't like him, but the full extent to why he doesn't like him is bizarre.
Maybe he blocked him on Instagram. I told you I'm worse when I've not had a drink.
Oh God, hashtag private joke. It could well be that, but it's an overreaction to, because Levi's a doctor, he's a professional, he must come across difficult patients all the time, people that, you know, go against his advice, go against what he wants them to do. Why is he taking such a hard line with Xander? Xander made a mistake, but it wasn't his entire fault. You know, he went along with Mac. Maybe he could have put his foot down a bit more, but I still don't think that would have made any difference. Why are they still clashing? It makes no sense.
Weird, isn't it? It is weird.
Very strange. Mackenzie is too scared to leave the hospital.
So there's the answer then, because we're on the discussion yesterday. We were talking about she's you know, her heart, she's had the operation and she's getting through that, but is the anxiety still around? Well, there we go.
It obviously is, yeah.
Well,
too scared to leave, because the last time she left, she went to bed and nearly died.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you would be, wouldn't you?
So, I would be.
Especially, she lives out on that farm, which is ages away from anything. There is a bus once a day. Can't mention the farm and not mention the bus. I don't know why. It's like a reflex.
Where did your memory that timetable? I can see why. Maybe Dr. Leaf, I can move in with her anyway. Justin pines for Leah. He's been pining for Leah all week this week. We didn't actually talk about this on the show did we, on our show, because we were near.
Over it.
There was more going on. It was like, let's shelve that bit. But he's been pining for a week with this song, hasn't he, that he's writing for her.
Can I ask you a question about this? So is this, he's pining over it. He can't remember, she's gone to this facility, no contact. But Maz has written her a letter. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Maz wrote to her. Why can't he write to her? I don't get it.
He can write a song, but he can't write a letter. Yeah, good point. I don't know. That's a good point.
And why she not said, oh, Justin, I've written a letter to Leah, have you? Oh, how does he not know he can do that? I don't get it. I don't get it. Don't get that. Unless that it means something's coming about that. Unless something's... That means something. Why would they show us Marilyn writing a letter to then never mention it again?
Yeah, that's true.
And then Justin's constantly talking about how he misses her and can't speak to her. No contact. Something's something. Unless he falls out with Marilyn at some point, because she's written a letter or something. I don't know.
I'm reading
between the lines here, but
yeah. It's one to think about. Yeah, I hadn't really put the pieces together until you just spelled it out like that. But you're right. Why was the letter such a big deal?
To then not be mentioned again.
Okay, you've made me think now, but I don't know what the answer is. Mackenzie's too scared. Levi honours Mackenzie. That's weird. Levi honours Mackenzie. That's a weird way of does it mean?
Get getting a certificate or something. I don't get it.
Is he made of a badge? I don't get it. Honours McKay. It sounds like, I don't want to say it, but it sounds like, you know, when someone passes away and then you like, you honour them. I don't think it's that, but it's really weird writing. Honours McKenzie. It's just
beyond strange now, this.
Because the day before, Xander is forced to ask Levi for help, and then the next day, Levi honours McKenzie. Are they related? I don't know.
I can't even think about anything now, because that's just... Doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't. Okay. Tane and Felicity navigate their new normal.
Tane and Felicity's new normal. What are we doing?
So that's them being friends, I guess.
He
told her, I love you, but we can't go back together. So
But that means she's got hope. Oh, lordy.
She got hope.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No. Oh, no, 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 no.
No. Okay, let's move on. Oh, okay. Tane misreads Harper's friendship.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, the social media is going to go mad. What day is this?
For us, this will be Thursday next week at the 6:30 p.m. pace.
Oh, Gideon.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like it's more from him, which is surprising. We've all been slagging her off saying,
oh, it's definitely him, isn't it? He misreads her friendship.
I'm
reading it as he's made a move. Is that how you're interpreting it?
Yeah. Tane, what are you doing?
Oh dear. So
the new normal can't be romantic.
Oh, it's not. It's friends. It's friend zone. Yeah. They're trying to navigate being friends while still being in love with each other, which is weird. But
they're gonna be at war again when this all comes.
I know. Yeah. And she's gonna be like, oh, I thought you said you weren't interested in my husband. Because you know someone's gonna see the kiss or whatever happens, and then they're gonna be like, oh, I saw them.
Yeah, she's going to stand on that balcony and she's going to see Harper on the beach and she's going to go, oi, mega slut, come here.
Yeah, because she's had that, the apology tour last week, the conclusion of that was, I am not after your husband. So we're now going to get, you were after my husband, aren't you?
Even though it was the husband doing the worrying.
Yeah, but it's going to be the woman that gets the blame. You know. This is so planned, classic 101, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you might be interested in this one because we've just been talking about Justin and Marilyn. So Justin asks Marilyn for a favour. Give me your pen so I can write a letter. I don't know.
That could be the link. Or what would he need off Marilyn?
I don't know. But the letter thing, because we've just been talking about it, that's chiming in my brain now. So is it
the only thing
about
that? I wonder if I can't remember what we said now about the letters. If the letter was just a one-off, or if a series of, and if maybe he's got wind, maybe he says, "Oh, can you?"
Well, I think we were saying it's weird that Marilyn's writing a letter and Justin's saying he can't contact her and he doesn't know how to express himself and he's writing her this song. But he could be putting everything he's putting into that song to explain how he feels and to get it off his chest. He could be putting in a letter. He could be sending her a love letter, couldn't he, basically?
Yeah. This is puzzling.
It is a bit weird.
Is it no contact or not? Because she seems to be able to have contact with Marilyn.
Yeah.
Or is it because Justin is part, you know, he's part of the problem. Like, he's supposed, you know, in Leah's eyes, he's the cult.
Yeah, I think she knows that he's not, though, but maybe because she held a knife to him. I don't know.
It's just no contact for him.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know enough about these clinics that are very vague.
Thankfully, that's not a bad thing.
Oh,
If you do, please email in coastalnewspod@gmail.com.
please enlighten us. Is this normal? No contact? Okay. Okay, next episode then. Tane confides in Cash.
Oh, and is Harper.
About Harper. Why would you go to Flish? Flish? Who's Flish? Why would you go to Flick's brother?
And why are you offloading your problems on that poor guy? What he's going through right now.
I know. Oh, that's making me cringe, actually. Okay, moving on. Alf is conflicted. It's got to be the surf club committee stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, but is that all it says? Is there any other information? No.
No, that's it. He's not been mentioned the entire week until the Friday. Alf is conflicted.
I wonder if there's like an ultimatum, like, you know,
John,
you're going to be a
sponsor.
Yeah, or like president or John. I wonder if they're sort of his position is at stake. Remember, he's just been honoured for his long service.
Yeah, no, he's gone against the committee. He's got a bit above his station. So then maybe they're voting another, because they can vote him out, can't they? Voting another president.
Yeah. As old Gerald, you know, has he gone like, listen, mate, you step down.
Oh, yeah.
Step down or John goes.
Oh, God, that's it, isn't it? The committee won't quit if we let another president come in. So we're going to have another vote.
Yeah. They've given him an ultimatum, haven't they?
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
What's he going to do? Because John's face, bless him, lit up this week when he heard that Alf was fighting his
corner. No, Alf was determined not to tell him that as well.
I know.
Secret business, going off for a coffee with Rue. Oh, just going for a walk with Rue. And John was like getting all paranoid. And then eventually had to be like, oh, you're galarm. You know, I went out to bat for you. He didn't want you back. I just overruled him. And that's what he was trying desperately not to tell John, wasn't it? Because he didn't want to tell him that he actually likes him.
Which I love. It's just hilarious, that dynamic.
And he's like, you did that for me? I was like, oh, this is just adorable. I'm sorry.
So adorable. I was smirking away. His little face lit up, didn't it?
I know. You did it for me. Oh. Okay. The last line of the week.
Okay.
Is a spoiler. It is a spoiler because it mentions a character that we haven't mentioned all week. It says Bree is determined to protect Remy. I don't know what it means.
Protect him from... Because he's at hospital now, isn't he, with God knows how many broken ribs.
Yeah.
What's she got to protect him from?
I don't know, but she fell out with Levi, didn't she? Because it said at the beginning of the week...
Oh, yeah, I've not connected that falling out with Remy, actually.
Levi, yeah. Bree and Levi clash was Monday. So she's fallen out with the doctor.
Yeah, but I've assumed that was about Mac, but actually Remy's there as well, isn't he? Mm. Do you know, it's getting like casualty, this programme. Bring back the school, I say.
Bring back Foster.
Please take the time to like, subscribe, and review Coastal News wherever you source your podcasts, and ensure you never miss an episode.